Continuing with the conversation at the diner. Yeah, and the other day. Why were you so nice to Cookie and me? He frowned and leaned back in his chair, looking out the window. I told you, when I put on my uniform, I don't stop being human, nor humane for that matter. I helped you because it's my job and because it was the right thing to do. I asked you to drink coffee with me because, honestly, I've had a rough morning. And I saw you there, in your truck. I remembered your uncle, and I thought about maybe that you might like some company, too. He turned and looked straight at me. Mrs. McQuaid, I've been called many things in my life, but until today, shallow was not one of them. However, you are free to your opinion. I promise you that I never meant to make fun of you or your sister or your names. I won't lie. I was caught off guard. It's not every day that you meet someone named after a child's birthday food. I'm sorry, I said. I had no right to judge you. It's okay, he said. You do have a right to judge the people you let into your life, even if it's only for a cup of coffee. Besides, you don't know. I could be a shallow womanizer or a crazy lunatic. If I were you, I don't know that I'd want to go with me anywhere either. The way I figure it, everybody's got something about them that's a little crazy. It's just that some people are better at hiding it than others. So what is it about you that's crazy, I ask. Ha, he said, I can't tell you that. Well, you make lists for one thing, I said, and I think that's a little crazy. Lots of people make lists, he said. Guys don't make lists. He laughed. This one does. You're too neat, I said. You don't live with me, he answered. I'm not really. I don't buy lots of things. I don't like things. I like for my belongings to fit in a duffel bag. I think I might have physically jumped a bit. What? You don't believe me? You don't strike me as a hippie guy who walks around barefoot living out of a backpack, I said. He smiled. Well, maybe I'm not as shallow as you think. Well, you look so immaculate. He laughed out loud. Oh, wow. You really aren't good at sizing people up. Why do you say you don't like lots of things, I asked. Because life is too short to be burdened with them. He looked out the window again. You never know which day is your last. I think that things are tools. Use what you need, but don't get too attached to them. People? Now that's a different story. When you find somebody that means something to you, spend every moment you can with them and cherish it, because you never know when it's going to be your last one. I couldn't figure him at all. He seemed so up and coming one minute, and so aloof and not of this world the next. What kind of person was he, anyway? I didn't mean to stare at him, but I did. He perplexed me. Was he faking this philosophical routine now because I had called him shallow? He looked at his watch, then back up at me. Hey, I've got to be going. Me too, I said. Thanks for having coffee with me, Mrs. McQuaid. Don't call me that. It makes me feel old. Well, how should I address you? Cupcake is fine. He shook his head. No, I'm sorry. It's not fine for me. Cupcake is what you call a little kid, or maybe, heaven forbid, a stripper. But you don't appear to be either one of those things. So I can't call you that. Okay, I said. Mrs. McQuaid will have to do. We left the diner, said goodbye, and went our separate ways. For some odd reason, he had wanted to buy me coffee and a donut, and for some even stranger reason, I had let him. But that was that. He had helped me take my mind off Uncle Fawcett for a few minutes. I had no idea why he had done it, but I was fairly certain that I would not see him again. Still, I thought about him all the way home. I thought about the things he had said, and I caught myself smiling. Then I was angry at myself. It was wrong to think about him. I shouldn't have had coffee with that man. And I made myself a promise that if I should run into him again, I would avoid him.